For those who live and pattern their behavior, beliefs, and mind to this world's view follow a system and mindset whose nature is to go and to speak against God and the ways of faith in Him. Yes, those who depend on what they see or feel follow a pattern of living that completely omits the bounties of living by faith. They engage in conversations that speak on what they see or feel, and only live and manage life according to the natural, having no real connections to the possibilities of life in the spirit. They are disconnected from all the wonders they could behold because they have given themselves over to living in harmony with the ways of this life, following the pattern set before them by someone who does not follow after my ways. They are seduced and tricked into giving up spiritual riches of what belongs to them and pass over opportunities of drawing near to me that they may inherit and possess their blessing and yield themselves over to only natural experiences, which is not the way I want my people to live. It says, I want my people to walk in the supernatural and inherit the blessings that I died to give them. But without them knowing it or realizing it, they are deceived into living only by their wit and the work of their own hands. Come out of that mindset, says the Lord, where all you have is natural experiences. I feel like saying that again. Come out of that mindset. Come out of that mindset. Come out of that mindset where all you see and all you feel is just your natural experience. You just go by what happens in the natural. We got to make us a new connection. Come out of that old mindset, says the Lord, where all you have is natural experiences. If you want more than you have right now, then set aside some special alone time and draw nigh to me. Set aside some special alone time. The example he gave me was when Jesus drew away for 40 days, 40 nights. How did he come back? He came back in power. When he came out of that, he came out in power. And there are some things that have been long standing against you that you need changed. You may have eyes that need to be opened. And it says, I'll never be moved. You may have sickness in your body that says, I'll never go away. You may have money problems that says, I'll never be fixed. It's going to get fixed if you get to the secret place. You're going to come out of it if you can find your way to the secret place. Can I read on? If you want more than what you have right now, then set aside some special alone time and draw nigh to me and live. It's progression when you get in the secret place. Later on, we perhaps will get to the part where we talk about how he talks to us so you can identify his voice, that it sounds like this. When you spend time with him, everything doesn't happen just automatically or immediately. It's going to take some time to get this thing fixed. It's going to take some time to conquer this mountain and get it to move. But if you will get in the secret place and stay in the secret place, you'll find yourself able to speak to it. And the day will come when God, as you spend enough time with him, which you'll find out later, you'll spend enough time with him, you'll speak to it, it'll move. Yes. finding faith to be the, okay, let's back up. If you want more than you have right now, then set aside some special alone time and draw nigh to me and live. Finding faith to be the tool used to acquire anything from me, and hide yourself away in me where miracles can flow. Draw nigh near and keep steadfast in coming to me, for my love reaches out to you, and I am well able to deliver you, to counsel you, give you wisdom until you develop and come into a successful life. God is able to build you up, each part. You got parts in your life that are broken. You got parts in your life that are hurting. Some parts of your life are strong. You good. No, you set a plate of food, sweets, before AJ. You know, it don't bother me. He can walk right past it, and it don't bother me. You know, you set some sweets in front of me, I might eat one or two. So in some areas you may be strong, and some areas you may be weak, and God is calling you out, calling you, asking you to hide yourself away. Hide yourself away until you are strengthened. You know, when a chicken lays its eggs, you know, it's covered up by the hen until it develops that it can move around on its own. And when you're believing God for a miracle, you need to cover yourself with the word and in fellowship with him until that thing is strong enough in you, you can move around on your own. Let's read on. Finding faith to be the tool used to acquire anything. From me, and hide yourself away in me where miracles can flow. Draw near and keep steadfast in coming to me, for my love reaches out to you, and I am well able to deliver you and counsel you, giving you wisdom until you develop and come into a successful life. Don't be afraid of what you don't know or haven't seen come to pass before, what looks impossible. For I will keep you through the time of testing and bring you into a productive and abundant place where you are harvesting on every side and seeing miracles come to pass and being fruitful in your daily walk with me. God said, I am high and lifted up. I arise with healing flowing from my wings. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth must speak. After that, you have spent much time with me. Out of the abundance of your fellowship and quiet time with me, you will be able to speak to the opposition and it will obey you. Come on in to the secret place where there is spirit life and power flowing on your behalf. He said, don't be duped or overcome by attempts to sway you away from faithfully walking with me, but stand firm till you hear and see clearly what the Lord has to say to you concerning the matters of your own heart. With all that being said, I urge you and caution you to lose your interest in connectivity, living a life dominated by your five senses or life in the flesh. Yes, get rid of life lived by an undisciplined mind, an unsubmitted heart, where you can't see or hear anything I have to say. If you got an undisciplined mind, unrenewed mind, and you're not submitted in your heart to the Lord, it can clutter your hearing him and your vision. It can clutter what you think about. Somebody can do something in your mind thinking they ain't do this and do that and all that. And you might be complaining in your mind, they ain't even mean what you thought they meant.